to purchase that which will do you no service. And yet, as there is no conduct so fair and disinterested but that it may be misunderstood by ignorance and misrepresented by malice, I have been sometimes tempted to preserve my own reputation at the expense of my reader and to transcribe the original, or at least to quote chapter and verse whenever I have made use either of the thought or expression of another. I am, indeed, in some doubt that I have often suffered by the contrary method, and that, by suppressing the original author's name, I have been rather suspected of plagiarism than reputed to act from the amiable motive assigned by that justly celebrated Frenchman. Now, to obviate all such imputations for the future, I do here confess and justify the fact. The ancients may be considered as a rich common, where every person who hath the smallest tenement in Parnassus hath a free right to fatten his muse, or to place it in a clearer light, we moderns are to the ancients what the poor are to the rich. By the poor, here I mean that large and venerable body which in English we call the mob. Now, whoever hath had the honour to be admitted to any degree of intimacy with this mob must well know that it is one of their established maxims to plunder and pillage their rich neighbours without any reluctance, and that